And now this is a dictation for John Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-C-K-S, June 647, addressed as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mr. Maddox, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August. Episode of lightheadedness, according to family member, near syncope, that day did not eat or drink much, was doing physical therapy, emergency room evaluation, low potassium magnesium, required replacement. Follow up with cardiology, Dr. Dogmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. Everything is stable, no need for follow up. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, has constipation, no bleeding. Denies changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood. Presently no edema, no chest pain palpitation. Has chronic dyspnea, prior smoker, although discontinued many years back. He was also exposed at work at Dow, D-O-W, chemical, denies spirulina material hemoptysis, denies oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. He follows with rheumatology. Recent testing, lower extremities, no significant peripheral vascular disease. Also follows with urology, Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E-Y. Medication list review for his rheumatoid arthritis on methotrexate folic acid. Notice the losartan. Family member told me that the losartan goes with HCTC, and this is not new for many years. Takes medication for dementia and potassium replacement. Next paragraph, today weight 220, tall, large, obese person, tall, large person, blood pressure 160/85, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no situs tenderness masses, no lumbar tenderness, no gross edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from February. Creatinine 1.12, which is lower than before, it was running as high as 1.6, 1.8. Present GFR will be better than 60. There was a low potassium 3.3 with elevated bicarbonate 33, a normal sodium, albumin, calcium, phosphorus, and no anemia. Prior urine sample, no protein, no blood. In the emergency room, pro-BNP was suppressed at 61 with normal thyroid and ammonia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3. If anything, improve. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no indication for dialysis. Next number, low potassium, low magnesium, likely from diuretics. I was not aware of this exposure, as the medication list brought by the patient and family did not show it. Potassium remains in the low side. I'm going to increase the replacement from 2 to 3 tablets a day. I explained to him that we could use potassium-sparing diuretics, and that will minimize or potentially stop altogether the potassium pills. As he has a large stack of these medications, he's going to wait to do the change. Once we do the new medication, we will monitor carefully potassium, creatinine. In the meantime, I'm not restricting his diet except for sodium. Other chemistries are stable. There has been no need for EPO treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. He will continue chemistries on a regular basis. I will see him back in 6 months. All questions answered from patient and family, prolonged visit.